You're listening to SBS News.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has told the United Nations General Assembly that the Lebanese militant group Hezbollah is maintaining a secret arms depot in a residential neighborhood of Beirut.
We all saw the terrible explosion at Beirut port last month. The explosion happened here. This is the Beirut port. 200 people died, thousands of people were injured, and 250,000 people were made homeless. Now, here's where the next explosion could take place, right here. This is the Beirut neighborhood of Janakh. It's right next to the international airport. And here, Hezbollah is keeping a secret arms depot. This secret arms depot right here is adjacent, a meter away from a gas company. These are gas canisters, right here. It's a few meters away from a gas station.
Mr. Netanyahu had a warning for the Lebanese people.
I say to the people of Lebanon, Israel means you no harm, but Iran does. Iran and Hezbollah have deliberately put you and your families in grave danger. And what you should make clear is what they have done is unacceptable. You should tell them, tear these depots down.
After Mr. Netanyahu's address, the Israeli military released detailed maps showing the site along with two other alleged missile depots it claimed were under residential apartment blocks. It described all three as precision-guided missile manufacturing sites. But Hezbollah leader Hassan Nasrallah responded to Mr. Netanyahu's accusations, saying he was trying to incite the Lebanese people of Hezbollah. He insisted that Hezbollah does not put missiles either at Beirut's port or near a gas station and promised to allow the media access to the site.
We will allow media outlets to enter this facility and observe what it contains. Then the whole world will discover the lying of Netanyahu directly on air.
Reporters who took the tour at the site found a small factory where they saw large pieces of iron and steel, heavy machinery and oxygen canisters, but no missiles or weapons of any kind. Hezbollah spokesman Mohammed Afif told them that the tour disproved Mr. Netanyahu's claims.
We came today to confirm that this facility is a normal industrial facility in this area. It's been present here, maybe, for tens of years. It is a facility that is working, and you will take a look through it. In this case, and in front of all media organizations, we will show their lies first because we are broadcasting to all media, to local, Arab and foreign media outlets.
In August, a warehouse filled with nearly 3,000 tons of ammonium nitrate exploded in Beirut's port, killing nearly 200 people, wounding thousands, and causing widespread destruction in the capital. Alan Lee, SBS News.